Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Atlanta Rhythm Section bringing us back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, ageofthecustomer.com. Check that out and find out more about my ideas on that, and you can learn a lot about what I have to say without before you buy the book, and kind of whet your appetite a little bit there. We're having a great visit with our good friend Gene Marks. Gene's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 8 years. He's the founder of Marks Group. He is the author of a number of books, including the one that I love, still one of my favorites, Small Business Book of Lists. Also, Outfoxing the Small Business Owner, and his updated version of In God We Trust, Everyone Else Pays Cash. He's our good friend Gene Marks. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
I'm glad you're here.
Hey, by the way, before not to interrupt you, but one of my top 10 favorite albums in the world is Champagne Jam by the Atlanta.
Absolutely.
I love that band. I can't believe you were just playing them as an intro.
Oh, yeah. We play them all the time. Doraville is one of my favorites of all time. Hey, there's another one in there about, you do it or die, the other that song Do It or Die that they do. I call that the small business anthem. You know, even when times get tough and you've had enough, you still got to try. That's you know all about that, don't you, Gene?
I do indeed.
Yeah. So let's talk. We're talking about how to find and keep the best people.
Right.
What are some other things that you're working on that can help small business owners accomplish this?
Well, it's funny. So I've been working on, as I told in the last segment, I've been working on with the Hartford on this online tool they have called the Business Owner's Playbook. So we've been doing a lot of writing and a lot of collaborating on this tool. And one of the biggest issues that business owners like to talk about is not only finding people, which we spoke about previously, but retaining mm-hmm. them and keeping them happy, Jim, and, you know, making sure that...
Engaged.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you've got, I got 10 people in my company. If I lose one key person, you know, it's a killer. So
that's
how do you make sure that you're keeping them happy, you know? So, so let me just share with you some ideas. I mean, that people have been going, I see from other clients, and I also see from people that are participating in the online playbook. For example, I see a lot of business owners try to combine health and fun with their companies, or to create that culture of fun, you know? So even as the summer is rolling around, I go to more and more clients. I'm seeing people, they're starting softball teams, they're having their employees run in, like, local charitable events, they're having them do outside pancake breakfast for charity, stuff like that. Just events, you know, all of these contribute to sort of the culture and the fun of the company, and people like to do that.
It also gets your employees invested in values that are greater than each of us. And it also demonstrates to the community that your company is a good corporate citizen. And I'll tell you something, Gene, and I talk about this in my new book. People are no longer looking for companies that can give them the best price. They can get the best price a lot of places. They're looking for companies they want, who are run by people they want to be around.
That's exactly right. And people and companies they want to be associated with as well. And it's, you know, running a business nowadays, particularly in a localized area, in a small town, you want to give back. And you want to create a nice environment where your employees are saying, you know what, maybe I'm getting a few dollars less than if I was working for a big company down the street. But, geez,
that's right.
It's so much fun working here. And, you know, I love playing on their softball team. I love, you know, their charitable stuff that they do. I feel like I'm part of something. And that's how you retain people. The other thing that I want to mention on that as well is that, you know, Jim, you and I, as business owners, we got to be involved in that as well. You know, like, if we're going to have a softball team, we got to play on the softball team.
We have to walk the talk. That's exactly right.
Yeah, I mean, we can't just say, oh, we'll do this, and then we go home and, you know, leave it all to, like, the people want to see the business owner involved. The whole point of working for a small business is that you feel like you're part of something. And to be part of something, you want to see your leader there part of it as well. That's what I'm finding.
But I will tell you this, though. Here's another thing, though. As much as you can, these extracurricular values-based activities, they're better done if one of your people take charge of it, though.
100% right. That's exactly right.
Get them to initiate it. In fact, many times they'll bring you, they'll say, hey, boss, I'm really interested in this particular type of thing that I care a lot about. And if you hear them talking about that, you might say, well, what about our company taking that on as a project? You can get those ideas from them.
And you know, it's funny. You don't cut off your nose to spite your face, right? If somebody comes to you and says, hey, look, we'd like you to sponsor the softball team for the company because it'll be fun to play with and do, and it's going to cost you $500 or $1,000. I mean, you can't just say, like, oh, well, that seems expensive. That, to me, sounds like pennies when you look long-term because it's going to embrace and, endure your company culture, make people more part of your team and your company, and give them enjoyment outside of just doing the work day-to-day.
When an employee decides to leave you, there are a lot of factors that come into play. And if they decide to stay after they've been offered an opportunity to go somewhere else, the reason they stay very likely won't be compensation. It'll be something like what we're talking about right now, Gene.
You're absolutely right. I mean, like, well, you know, a typical employee is spending, 8 hours at work. I mean, somebody that works for you, I'm sure, is spending 15 or 16 hours at work, right?
Oh, I keep them 20. Yeah, I keep them chained, yeah.
20 hours. but really, it is a quality of life thing. So if you're going to be going to one place every day, you want to be surrounded by people that you like, and you want to be working for somebody that you believe in and that, embraces a good culture. Very important.
Well said. Gene, I need another website, please.
Sure thing. Again, go to thehartford.com/business-playbook. Great tools, great articles, great information to help any business owner run their company. I've been working very
hard
on it.
Hey, Gene, come back soon. Thanks for being here. Good job.
Jim, you take care.
See you next time. Gene Marks, ladies and gentlemen. A quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.